Well, Line 5 is something that people in the Midwest are very familiar with. People in Michigan are familiar with. Line 5 is an energy line that sends crude oil one direction, natural gas and propane another direction. It lies at the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac, under the Mackinac Bridge, if you will, right near there. And it's a critical line that moves 540,000 barrels of light crude each day. It runs all the way from Wisconsin to Ontario. Line 5 has been there for some 65 years. It's never had a leak, but environmental activists have become very involved with Line 5 because they say it has to go, say it's a big threat to the Great Lakes. And now Jay Inslee, who's running for president, the governor of Washington, has injected it into the national conversation, hoping to bring it up July 30 and 31 in the Detroit Democratic debates in round two there. So Line 5 becoming a national profile story, if you will. Joining me to talk about it, Rich Studley, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan. Rich, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Our message to Governor Inslee from America's left coast would be that he's welcome vacation in Michigan, but he should keep his anti-business, anti-jobs, anti-growth, anti-energy agenda to himself. It's stunning to me to see a Democratic candidate for governor come out in favor of higher propane prices for 300,000 residents in the UP, higher gas prices for 7 million Michigan motorists, and fewer job opportunities for Michigan's construction industry.
And for those that don't know, the Line 5 is owned by Enbridge, a huge Canadian energy company. And what Enbridge did, they offered $500 million to build a tunnel, state-of-the-art tunnel beneath the Straits of Mackinac for a long-term solution, and then hand the keys to the state of Michigan, say, you own this. Here's $500 million project. We'll build it. We'll solve the problem, alleviate any concerns, and give it to you. And instead of embracing that, the newly elected radical attorney general in the state of Michigan, Dana Nessel, has gone to court to file a lawsuit to shut it down altogether. She doesn't care. And the ramifications are far and wide. Governor DeWine of Ohio has written letters to Michigan saying, don't do this. You'll damage our refineries. Detroit Metro Airport in Detroit wouldn't have enough aviation fuel to put jets in the air. There's no backup plan. And as you mentioned, the people in the UP would have no way to heat their homes, and there's no backup plan to truck in propane. I mean, it's incredible to me, Rich, that these environmental activists will go this far for their agenda.
Well, Steve, at the Michigan Chamber, we share your concern. I've been an advocate for Michigan's job providers for over 30 years. We've seen governors, both Democrat and Republican, throw incentives at companies from out of state who have never created a job or paid a dollar worth of taxes. You're absolutely correct. Enbridge has said we want to make a safe pipeline even safer. We want to take the pipeline out of the Great Lakes. They have offered to pay over $500 million out of their own pocket to replace Line 5 with a state-of-the-art tunnel. And they've been greeted by the Attorney General with threats and intimidation and lawsuits. There was a very positive commitment last week on the part of Enbridge. They brought in to the Port of Detroit a 236-foot-long research vessel, a crew of 38 people to continue to honor their agreement with the state despite the threats of lawsuit and endless litigation. They plan to spend over $35 million over the next year honoring their contract, honoring their commitment
right
with the state of Michigan to do the survey work they need to build the tunnel.
So this Highland Eagle ship arrives in Detroit. That's one big development. And then you've got the first meeting of this UP, Upper Peninsula Energy Task Force. What is that about? What's happening here?
Well, the governor has created a UP Energy Task Force. There have always been unique challenges to provide safe and reliable energy in the UP. A lot of that relates to geography. Some of it relates to the economy and sparsely populated areas. But the Attorney General has made a bad situation worse. The greatest threat to Michigan's energy supply in the UP this fall and winter is Attorney General Dana Nessel and her promise to immediately shut down Line 5, which would create a sudden and severe propane shortage. It's ironic to see the Attorney General create a problem that is so bad the governor has to create a task force to solve the problem. We also saw last week that six House Democrats, not conservative Republicans, but House Democrats from Bay City, Harper Woods, Detroit, Roseville, Muskegon, and Marquette have all said that they are deeply disappointed with the Attorney General's lawsuit, that her taxpayer-paid legal battle only guarantees the status quo. These state reps spoke the truth. They said our natural resources and our economy are too important to await the outcome of protracted litigation. We need to start the Line 5 tunnel now. I thought that was very brave and very courageous and absolutely correct on the part of these six Democratic state reps.
I think this is very instructive. Rich Studley here, Michigan Chamber of Commerce President and CEO. I think it's very instructive, Rich, when you elect radical environmentalists, far-left radical politicians to important seats like Attorney General. In Michigan, we have a strong Attorney General elected by the people, not appointed. These are the kind of consequences you can end up with. I'll let you comment on that and give me the last word.
Well, I think Dana Nessel's message to the 300,000 Michiganders who live in the UP is too bad. You're about to become collateral damage in her political lawsuit paid for at taxpayer expense. She is so concerned about the global war against fossil fuels that she really has demonstrated through her actions. She doesn't care about the Upper Peninsula or Northern Michigan or the rest of the state, for that matter. We have a radical AG who is now using tax dollars to fulfill reckless political promises.
Rich Studley, always a great conversation. Rich Studley, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. As always, my friend, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve. Take care.
There you have it. lays it out pretty clearly, doesn't it? You put a radical environmentalist in a position of power, it can go wildly wrong. It's the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.
Seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Stock up now on all the supplements you need with huge summer savings at Wyckoff Wellness. The savings are hot in July at Wyckoff Wellness, where you can take 20% off the entire month of July, both in-store at 1226 Michigan Avenue in East Lansing or online at wyckoffwellness.com. Wyckoff Wellness sells the highest quality supplements to help with energy, focus, sleep, pain, diabetes, hypertension, bone and joint health, and detox too. Wyckoff Wellness. Call 517-333-7770. Don't miss the Wyckoff Wellness Super July Savings.